Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise, with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, Father. We ask that you would forgive us even right now for every sin of omission and commission. And Father, we bless you and we say thank you for another day. Another day, Father, that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give your name praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. So we love you, Father God. Hallelujah. We declare that you're great and you're mighty. You're mighty and you're great. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And so, Father, we ask that you will bless our time together this morning. Father, that you and you alone will be glorified. Your people will be edified. And we just say thank you, Father, for the Lordship of Jesus reigning in our souls. Father, bless you. And we say thank you. Thank you. Now, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Ever, 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 ever. Amen. 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 Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this brand new spanking day that the Lord God has given us. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. And all these other things shall be added, will be added, already added unto us. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Giving you greetings on this morning, welcoming all of our first timers who are with us on today. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for coming. Amen. Enjoy the services on today and please keep coming back. Amen. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. And we want to thank God for spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So the meal that you are partaking of now is more necessary, amen, than your natural food, according to the word of God. Amen. And look, you don't have to be in the same room. Amen. In the natural, you have to be in the same room to be served. But guess what? In the spiritual, we are in the same room. Even though you're there in one city, we're in another state, another continent, but we're still in the same room. Oh, my God. Don't ask me to explain it. I can't explain it. Amen. It is what it is. There is no time and distance. Amen. In the spirit. Amen. So we want to thank God that we are one with Christ. Amen. 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 And to God be praised. All right. All right. All right. Amen. I can't write, can't wait to write my memoirs because I'm telling you, amen. I got some stories to tell. I got some stories to tell, especially this morning. Especially this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Teaching the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And wow. Body cleansers working through you all at the same time. We'll laugh about it tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. I want to pull your attention this morning to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 3. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, amen, are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And hallelujah. And it reads like this, amen. Let's look at verse number 19. Let's start with 19, Ephesians 3:19. Amen. Of the love of Christ, and to know this love, I think we need to probably get started on the 18th verse. Let's see. All right, Ephesians chapter number 3, okay. Start at 16 verse. I ask that out of the riches of his glory, we may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Then you, being rooted and grounded in love, will have power together with all the saints to comprehend the length, the width, the height, and the depth, and the depth of the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the King James version, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. It reads like this. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. Hallelujah. More than enough. More than enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is for the men. This is for the women. This is for the boys. This is for girls. This is for the lottie-dottie, everybody. This is for all believers, everybody who may have enough faith to believe. Hallelujah. That God is able. God is able. He is able to do it. He's able not only just to do it, but he's able to do it far more abundantly. Beyond, amen, it's beyond, amen. God just don't come and meet you, amen. He exceeds your expectations, amen. Glory be to God. The sky is not the limit. Glory be to God, according to the power that worketh in us, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That dunamis power, hallelujah. The Lord is calling us to stir up the power. Amen. Hallelujah. Activate our faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:18, Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority is in heaven, all authority in earth has been given to me. Oh, this is Jesus speaking. Glory be to God. This is the gospel. Beloved, let me tell you something. The problem that we have in today's time, as you have a lot of teachers, a lot of preachers, amen, they say they're preaching, but they're not saying what Jesus said. They say they're teaching, but there's no, you know what I mean? They're making up their own doctrine. They're making up their own words, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, the Lord is probably sitting up in heaven, you know, and hearing some of these so-called messages, And looking around and saying, well, where did they get that from? Where did they get that from? I mean, even recently, I try to, you know, I try to do all that I can, and I try to monitor our services, even if I'm not active, amen. I try to have my Bluetooth on, earphones or something, amen, so I can listen in when I can, amen. If something was said, even, amen, in this ministry earlier this week,
And I said, okay, amen. So I had to reach out to that individual. I said, you said such and such and such and such and such and such, amen, on the prayer line. I said, okay. I said, now could you please give me your scripture reference for what you said? I had to do it. I had to do it, you know what I mean? So, amen, glory be to God. So give me your scripture reference. And so when they get back to me, amen, they said they was going to get the scripture reference. And now when they get back to me, and I'm sure they will, amen, so then that'll give us some a chance to dialogue, amen. Every now and then, not too often in this ministry, but every now and then over the course of 12 years, amen, I had to, you know, approach some people, amen, with in love, amen, when they would say something. I'm sure they meant well. I'm sure they meant well, you know what I mean? But what's your scripture reference for that? See, because you don't, you got to be careful because you don't want people believing something that's not true. You don't want people believing. You don't want to say nothing that Jesus didn't say. You don't want to say anything that's contrary to what the word has said. Amen. And so, amen. So we want to thank God. So Jesus had some stuff to say. Amen, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is the kingdom message. The kingdom message, we know we throw that word around kingdom loosely in today's time, you know, even LifeWay Jesus kingdom ministry. Or what does it mean, kingdom? Kingdom means, amen, we're saying what Jesus said. That's what kingdom means. Amen. We're not saying what Alfreda said. We're not saying what you said. We know it sounds good. We know your mother, amen, and your grandmother and all that meant well, amen, but it's not biblical. It ain't there. Glory be to God. And, you know, what did Jesus say? All right. So Jesus has something to say, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus says here, glory be to God, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Beloved, amen, as we examine, amen, hallelujah, the man. Since we want to talk about a man, let's talk about the man. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. And I'm going to a little express today, amen, glory be to God, because I have an appointment this morning. Amen, glory be to God, amen. But since let's talk about the man, all right, glory be to God. You the man, yeah, well, he is the man. All right. So when we look at story, his testimony, amen, 3.5 years of ministry, all that he accomplished in 3.5 year ministry, and some of us want to brag, we've been in ministry for 10 years, 20, 30 years, 40 years, amen, and still, what's the problem? Jesus was here for 3.5 years. Here's his resume. You've been in ministry for how long? What's your resume look like? Okay. But with all that Jesus did, beloved, hallelujah. Jesus made a statement in St. John chapter 14, verse 12. He says that all those who believe in him would do the same works that Jesus did. And not only would he do the same works that Jesus did, he would even do greater works than what Jesus did. Now, this is what Jesus said. But Jesus made the blind see. Yep. Mm-hmm, and greater works shall you do. But Jesus raised the dead, and greater works shall you do. Well, Jesus fed the hungry, and greater works shall you do. And Jesus turned water into wine, and greater works shall you do. Why? Because Jesus said it. See, some Christians have a hard time with that. They have a hard time, amen, beloved, and they really don't believe it. You know, I've heard some people, they tell me, well, you know, yeah, well, I ain't Jesus. They'll throw that up in your face in a minute. I'm not Jesus. No, you're not Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But amen. But you could do greater works than Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said it. Glory be to God. Well, yesterday, amen, and we want to thank God. I've received a lot of feedback from yesterday's message. Everybody wants a copy of the message. Amen. If you know, you can always get a copy of the message. You can always go back to Blog Radio also, amen, and listen to it over and over and over and share it from there. Amen. Glory be to God. But amen, beloved, amen, we get stuck in our unrighteous mindset. See, that's the work for, amen, that has to be done in the life of the believer. Amen. No longer Romans 12, amen, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Tell us not to be conformed, but to be transformed. We cannot get stuck in our carnality. Glory be to God. We cannot get stuck, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. We prosper as our soul prospers. Amen. And so we have to, amen, change the old by putting on the new, the old way of thinking. Amen. But the new way of thinking, God's word is the new way. God's word is the way. Amen. Glory be to God. And so because of that, but nobody's turning water into wine. No, but nobody's raising the dead. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. But yes, they are in the natural and in the spiritual. In natural and in the spiritual. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit leads you, amen, to bring somebody to Christ. Amen. You don't know. You just open some blind eyes. Why? Because they came blind because, amen, they was in darkness. They was on the devil's territory. They accepted Christ because of your invitation. Now what? They see. Come on now. Come on, beloved. Let's take this thing where it needs to be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Someone, amen, glory be to God, amen, did not know Christ, amen, hallelujah, but now, amen, because of your testimony, because of your witness, amen, glory be to God, guess what, amen, you've multiplied their meals, glory be to God, hallelujah, they're eating now, why, because old taste and see that the Lord is good, they're eating spiritually now, and the table is full. See, before the table was empty because they was on the devil's territory. Glory be to God. You did that. Hallelujah. You multiplied the bread and the loaves and the fish. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You raised the dead. Why? Because what? Somebody was on their way to hell. Oh, yes, they were. Show enough. Amen. But because you shared your testimony, you shared Christ, now they accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts as Lord and Savior. Guess what? You just raised the dead, baby. Glory be to God. If they ain't dying now, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They have been given eternal life. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your faith. Somebody walking on water. Why? Because they're walking. Amen. They was about to commit suicide. They was about to give up. They was about to throw in the towel. But here you come with your prayer. Here you come with your testimony. Here you come. Now they walking on water. Why? They walking on top of their situation. They're running. Glory be to God. What defeated them, they have now mastered. What was mastering them, they have now mastered. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Jesus said, greater works shall you do. Beloved, let me tell you something. We think we need more power. We think we need more authority. We think we need more anointing. Hallelujah. We think we need more this, more that, more education, more that, more that, more prayer. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. We think we need all that to get the job done. Hallelujah. What did God tell, amen, Moses and the Israelites? He said, you've been here long enough. He said, you've been here long. He said, get up and get the moving. Beloved, let me tell you something this morning. Amen. This is all nonsense. It's a lie of the devil. See, here come that devil again. Amen. That devil walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But you can't do that. You can't do that. You ain't anointed to do. You ain't got no power to do that. Nah, you ain't been saved long enough to do that. Was it the Holy Spirit leading you to do it? Yeah, but you know, I must have got something mixed up. You ain't got nothing mixed up. It's the devil trying to mix you up. It's the devil trying to mix you up. That's what he's trying to do. You ain't got nothing mixed up. And you best believe, amen, it wouldn't be the devil to lead you that way because he ain't got no place to lead you. Amen. Hallelujah. He got some place to lead you, but you don't want to walk his way. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to walk the broad way. Beloved. And so we find out, amen, so when we see Jesus, the man, amen, glory be to God, talking to his 12 disciples, his posses, glory be to God, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, look, he said, I give you authority. I give you authority over the sickness. I give you the authority over disease. I give you authority to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah, my God. And then when Jesus' ministry became larger, what? Yeah, it became larger. Uh-huh. Yeah, the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Maketh rich, he had no sorrow to it. That's why he said, despise thy small beginnings. I think we talked about it on Wednesday night Bible study. Despise thy small beginnings. You ain't going to always be small, baby. You ain't going to always. Jesus, it was 12 in the beginning. Hallelujah. But then what? It became larger. Now Jesus moved from 12 disciples. Now the Bible says he has 70 other disciples. And when the 70 came in, Jesus didn't give the 70 a different message than he gave the 12. He told the 70 the same thing he told the 12. He said, I want you to heal the sick. I want you to cleanse the lepers. And I want you to raise the dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Remember when Jesus was in the garden of Gethsemane, he took the disciples with him. The disciples fell asleep. Glory be to God. And Jesus was praying. Hallelujah. Y'all remember that one? Amen. Right before, amen, Good Friday. Amen. Hallelujah. That Thursday night. What did Jesus pray in St. John 17:5? This is what Jesus said. Amen. He said, now, Father, restore unto me the glory and honor I had before I came to the earth. Wait a minute. Restore unto me the glory and the honor I had before I came to the earth. You mean, Jesus, when you came to the earth, you didn't have the glory and the honor that you had in heaven? Jesus, why are you asking God the Father to restore unto you the glory and the honor that I had, that you had before you came to the earth? You want to know why, beloved? Because Jesus wasn't walking in everything he had in heaven. No. He relinquished a whole lot, baby. Oh, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you can read part of it in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 7. It says, rather, he made himself nothing, amen, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Jesus became poor, beloved. Jesus gave up heaven to come down to earth. So Jesus, when he walked the earth, he did not walk in everything that he had in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. During Jesus' ministry, hallelujah, we see something very extraordinary here. Glory be to God. That Jesus was not walking in all authority heaven had to offer. It was only after Jesus' death, his burial, and his resurrection was Jesus given all authority and all power in heaven and earth. See? Only after then. When he went down to hell, took the keys, come on now, of death and the grave. Oh, my God. I believe he snatched those keys out of Satan's hand so hard, he probably broke Satan's arm. Glory be to God. It was only after this is why he had to come. This is why he had to die. Amen. If the devil knew it, the devil would have never killed him. Glory be to God. But he didn't kill him because Jesus gave his life away. It was the purpose and the mission for which he came. But it was only after that, glory be to God, that Jesus had the authority. Amen. Glory be to God. So what does that mean for me and you, beloved? It means exactly what the word says. It means that we can do the works that Jesus did, and we can not only do the work that Jesus did, we can do even greater works. Why? Because now, as believers, we are operating in, hear me. As believers, we are operating in more authority than Jesus was when he was on the earth. You said, wait a minute. I think Pastor has something to drink. Yeah, Pastor drinking. I'm drinking every day. I'm drinking fresh wine. Amen. Fresh oil, fresh wine. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. I know it's a bold thing to say, but it's true. Glory be to God. We can do the same works that Jesus did. We can do even greater works than Jesus did because we are operating in more authority than Jesus was when he was on the earth. It was not until Matthew chapter number 28 when Jesus revealed his increase in authority. Jesus, amen, did not, now check this out. Jesus did not send his disciples, glory be to God, out with all authority and all power until after his resurrection. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. Why didn't Jesus send the disciples out before his resurrection? Good question. He didn't have it. He didn't have it to give. Saints. He didn't have it until after the resurrection. So he couldn't send them out until after the resurrection. But thank God, hallelujah, now he does. And because he does, we do too. Glory be to God. Beloved, after Jesus defeated Satan, hallelujah, Jesus gave us what he obtained. He gave us all of it. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are one with Christ. I said it yesterday. I said it today, and I'm going to say it every day. And I'm going to say it, amen, hallelujah, until we get it. We are one with Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. As I close, let's look at this scripture again. Glory be to Ephesians 3 and 20. Glory be to God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying you don't need any more authority. I just want a little bit more authority. You don't need no more authority. I'm just praying. Let's just pray. Let's get some power, y'all. Come on. No. Excuses be gone. Cut the nonsense. You don't need no more power. Come on, y'all. Let's pray for some anointing. We need some anointing. No, you don't need no more anointing. Well, come on. You don't need no more gifts. You don't need no more nothing. Stop waiting for more. Beloved, hear me. You have all authority to get the job done today. You can do it. You can do it just like Jesus did it. And check this out. And you can have the very same results that Jesus had. Otherwise, it will make him a liar. Beloved, we're just lacking a little bit of faith. But we're going to be okay. Repeat after me, beloved. I have authority over Satan and all of his friends. I have authority over all sickness and all disease. I don't need more because I have more than enough. I have an ample supply, the job done today. I can expect to have the same results as Jesus. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Greater works. Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this word, Father. Oh, Father God, we believe. Help thou our unbelief. Father God, help us to stop wasting time. Time is precious, precious. We don't even know how much more of it we have. Help us to stop sitting around making excuses and waiting for more of this and more of that and more of that when you have already given us enough and more than enough to complete the assignment and complete the will of God for the glory of God. Thank you, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for waking us up, giving us revelation. Thank you, Father God, for a rhema word. Now help us to hide this word in our hearts, Father, that we will not sin against you, but we will allow that word to work, Father God, because the word of God, the word only works when we work it. Father God, it's time for us to know who we are and whose we are and begin to live the lifestyle that you've called us to live, a lifestyle of power, a lifestyle of abundance, a lifestyle of miracles. Thank you, God. We bind the spirit of fear, doubt, and that old carnal mindset that tell us we can't do it. And we say we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. There it is. There it is. Greater words, greater words. Jesus is the man. He is the man. He is the man. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to come together at 12 o'clock today if you're available. Amen. Send somebody to the altar of prayer. Amen. Tonight at 9 p.m. Hallelujah. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party won't stop. I'm sure my anesthesia will be worn out by then. Sometimes it takes a while for that anesthesia to wear off, but amen, glory be to God. But again, look, let me tell you something. One person ain't stopping, don't show up in here. Let me tell you something. Pastor don't have to be on the line. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost going to be there. Amen. So we come on. Stop past the party tonight. Stop past the party. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Come share a song, share a reading, share a testimony, do a prayer. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. At 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. Then we're going to bring that right on back here tomorrow morning. Right on back here tomorrow morning. Amen. We're going to just open up and have fellowship, have dialogue. We just want to interact. We like to do that as the Holy Spirit leads us. Just open up the line. Amen. And just let our hair hang down. Amen. Hallelujah. And holy conversation and loving one another, encouraging one another. Amen. Please keep our sister Kathy, amen, in prayer. Amen. Our brother Reed. Amen. And pray for me. And let's pray one for another. Just pray one for another. Amen. But I know at the top of our list right now, and I think it's our sister Kathy. We believe in God for a bona fide miracle. I'm talking about bona fide. Hey, hey, hey. My God, my God, my God. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Okay, I believe that is it. Amen for today, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for your faithful giving. You know, let me tell you something. Amen. We not where we going because we on our way, but we're sustained here in this ministry. Okay. God makes sure that we are sustained. We don't owe nobody nothing. Amen. Our bills are paid every month. Amen. That's because of your faithful giving. And we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Keeping us on global radio, internet, television. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Also outsourcing, amen, to the ministries. Amen. Able to make contributions. And we're not feeding the poor per se. Amen. But guess what? Our money is showing up. Our money is there. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. We want to also put together a clothes drive. Amen. Because a lot of us got some clothes we can bless some people with. Amen. So we want to talk about that, put some nice clothes together. Amen. And help some people. Amen. It's going to be very appreciative for them clothes that's hanging in your closet, in your basement, in the drawers. You ain't wearing that stuff no more. Come on. Clean it up. Wash it up. Iron it. Get it ready. And we're going to have a nice clothes drive. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, saints, amen. To God be all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen, hallelujah, and we say thank you. All right, hallelujah, Father God, hallelujah. We say thank you for the word. Thank you for the man, Jesus. Ah, Jesus is the man. Ah, my God, we feel the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you. Thank you that when Jesus rose from the dead with all authority, he gave us that authority. Now, Father God, some of us haven't received it yet. But he hasn't changed his mind. And the authority is still available to be appropriated according to the power that worketh in us. Father God, that dunamis power, the same power that created the universe, is the power that we're walking in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I went in the store, and I'm closing. I went in the store to pick up my glasses a couple of days ago, and when the guy, I walked in, the guy jumped back. He just jumped back like he saw a ghost, but he didn't see no ghost. You know what I believe? I believe he either saw my angel walk in there with me. Amen. Well, or he just saw the glory of God radiating through my life. Glory be to God, beloved. And just like me, like you, we carry God with us. We are his containers. We carry his spirit. We carry his love. We carry his power. Oh, Father God, help us to exercise it. Help us to exercise. Help us, Father, to stop making excuses, sitting around, waiting for this, waiting for that, waiting for that. We're not waiting for nothing else, Father. But we're going to implement that power today because we can't lose. You said no weapon formed against us will prosper. You said we can shred on serpents and scorpions and nothing shall by any means hurt us. You said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And there is a work for us to do. Help us not to disappoint you, Father. And we say thank you. Father, meet us at the altar today at 12 o'clock. Bless the warriors as they come. Father God, with your anointing, with your power to pray in the Holy Ghost, to intercede. Bless our praise party tonight. Oh, Father God, bless the host, our sister Joanne. Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, that people will come to participate. Oh, Father God, because you're going to be, not because Joanne going to be there, not because I'm going to be there, but because you're there, Father. And we can just come and celebrate Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless the service tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. It won't be a drawn out and boring, but Father God, just excitement, Father God, in Jesus' name. Don't necessarily have to be long, but Father God, hallelujah. It's not the quantity, but the quality. Hallelujah. And then tomorrow morning as we come back here to do part two, Father God, because it is a season of rejoicing, because you're about to do a new thing. Matter of fact, you already did it. So we're not going to wait to see it to rejoice. We're going to rejoice right now. And we say thank you. God, everyone is having a procedure done today. Brother Tyrone has two specialists to see today. Father God, give him a good report. Father God, give me a good report. Father God, give Sister Kathy a bona fide good report miracle, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And everybody else standing in the need of prayer, Father, we pray right now that you will send your word and heal them of all their diseases. And we say thank you because we know you're more than able. You're more than able to do. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day, Father God, or the terror by night in Jesus' name. We thank you that we are unable to be touched by evil. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And some of you listening on the internet, amen, reach out to us, doggone it. And just say hi. Glory be. We're not going to sweat you. We don't sweat. We don't beg over here because God is taking good care of us. Amen. Hallelujah. We want him to do the same thing for you. Glory be. We're just trying to pull you in the blessing circle. Amen. Come on and reach out to us. Send us an email. Amen. Send us a letter in the mail. Amen. Call us. Text us. Do something. Amen. Hallelujah. And make our hearts glad to hear from you. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a good day. Amen. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen.